Chapter 4. Reincarnation. Do you believe there is an existence beyond the physical death of your body? If you believe there is no afterlife, you are absolutely wrong. Death is merely the erasure of the physical body. After your corporeal body ceases to exist, your essence continues its journey in the world of consciousness. Mankind has been reincarnating for over 300,006,000 years. We have had many physical bodies on planet Earth and on other planets. Life and death is a cycle of the physical being, but your consciousness exists eternally. Humans fear it because you believe it is the death of your person. It is only the death of the physical body, which is just a mask, a costume you are wearing. Sometimes you are Asian, white, black, but that isn't your true essence. Your essence exists eternally. Your consciousness lives forever, and it will exist and persist with or without the body. Thus, death itself is nothing to be feared. What should be feared is the state of suffering you will continue to exist in if you fail to save yourself and return to the warmth. The only thing that is felt in the world of consciousness is the state of your existence. Are you joyful and warm, or cold, terrified, and suffering? In the world of consciousness, without a physical body, there is nothing to numb your suffering. The condition of your heart is all that is perceived. There are no distractions such as television, activities, or computers to help you alleviate or mask your suffering. For example, if your heart failed to find the warmth while you had a physical body, it will continue to suffer after death. After your physical body dies, many times you believe in the material world so much that you continue to believe in that physical body. You continue in the belief that you are on this earth, but you are actually in the world of consciousness. You are knocking on the door of the physical world, but no one can hear you. This is why it is important to find the warmth before we die, so we don't persist in the darkness. But if you cannot find warmth in your heart before you die, your consciousness will be crying out, suffering and pain. If you cannot see through the pain, you will never be able to achieve warmth. You will not be able to see the warmth. We are continually reborn to learn life's experiences, to die again, all to find our true selves. However, we have had many opportunities and still have not accomplished the goal of returning to the warmth and joy in our hearts. Instead, as you have been reincarnated many times over, you have moved further away from the truth, becoming oblivious to it. Many don't realize that the body is an opportunity so you may see your true heart. It is a gift given to see your true heart. Don't persist in the dark hole. Please see the warmth and truth for what it is. The truth exists after the physical body dies. Each time you shed the physical body, you are reincarnated into a new set of circumstances. Then you die and are within the depths of your own suffering. When you are reborn, you are giving yourself another chance to return to the truth. Each time, we fail to return to the truth. We have had many physical bodies over and again. Death is not the end of your journey. It is a continuation of the journey. In death, many are afraid of the loss of the body. Your consciousness does not know what to do or where to go. It is in the dark, scared, and afraid. Don't be afraid of death. Welcome it, for it is a chance for the evolution of consciousness, the chance to return to the truth. There is joy to be born again. It is a joyful opportunity. My message is simple. Please return to your true heart, that heart of warmth, because you are truly the one who is waiting for yourself to return to the warmth. Nobody else. It is your own heart crying out in pain, asking to return to your true heart of warmth. If you don't work at trying to know yourself, you will never know what I am speaking of. I am here to help you to return. I am always waiting for you to recall the warmth in your heart. It is so expansive, ever growing, ever evolving into something warmer and deeper, and I want you to return to this place. We have forgotten how to return to the truth. Now marks the time when we will all return to the truth. I am the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike, who will be reincarnated in 250 years as someone named Albert Rockefeller. In 250 years, we will all meet in New York City and we will all change together. Why 250 years? We have planted seeds in this lifetime, and seeds need time to grow and change. Right now, we are planting seeds of change, and change does not happen overnight. In 250 years, these seeds of warmth and joy will blossom, and in this lifetime, as many of your physical bodies die, your consciousness will continue to study to 250 years. Then the energy of warmth will be so bright and strong that many of you will not be able to deny the truth in your hearts any longer. This is the journey and path of consciousness. Please allow your heart to follow the path. I have followed the path of my heart, and it has not led me astray. There is a world that lies beyond this physical body. This world of consciousness, I speak to you from this place. This is the true world. I am the consciousness of Albert, of Tomekichi Taike. I have this physical body for the first time because now is the time to reawaken human beings on Earth and begin our journey to return to Mother's warmth. It is not an easy journey, but it is one that we must all undertake because this is the course, the way, and the path in the world of consciousness. I am speaking to you from the world of consciousness, and I have been speaking about this journey for more than 20 years. New York City is the true commencement of all mankind's return to joy, and we are currently laying the foundation so that in 250 years our joy will become explosive. That is the future that awaits us. This is not the end goal. The goal is to finally return to the warmth. Many will be reincarnated to meet Albert Rockefeller so we may be on this path on the journey of consciousness. Many will be reborn in New York City to meet again and continue this study, moving together to return to the warmth in our hearts. New York City in 250 years is realized. Realize in your heart New York City exists and is waiting. Realization and joy of truth. Realization and joy of truth waits there in 250 years. It will be such a time of joy. Upon physical inspection, it will look like a time of suffering, but that is not the state of our hearts. It will be a time of joy because it is when we will truly embark on our journey to our true hearts. I am so excited and I'm waiting for you. I am waiting for you and the many who will finally meet their true selves in New York City in 250 years.